We're going to start with Barry Rabe, who has to tell you not only about a course that he's teaching by himself, but he's going to tell you all about the public management stuff, which is taught in three sections and is a required course. So, Barry, stand up here.
Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. I'll actually be talking about four different courses. I promise not to filibuster, even though I've been bargaining with Trey for more time, who's got the sign to hold up to keep me on. Thank you. 1 minute to go. Okay. First, let me talk about the three different sections of 587 public management, but put that into a bit of context in terms of what we're doing this year and did last year, and how that varies somewhat from previous offerings of the course. Throughout the life of the Ford School and its predecessor institutions, some version of this course has been offered, usually with the title public management, but it's changed from time to time. A number of faculty have taught it. A number of disciplinary perspectives and interdisciplinary perspectives have emerged. And it was a course that tended to be offered every semester at different times. And over the years, we found that students were quite frequently not taking it until their very final semester. The thinking is that earlier is better, particularly because this is a kind of course that can help you prepare for internship as well as vocational development. And so waiting until that fourth or fifth or sixth semester is late. So we're strongly encouraging front-loading and for students to take it then in the second semester, winter term, of their first year, wherever that's possible. Again, that's not mandatory. We also really decided to break with the past last year, because if you've looked at any of the historic offerings or syllabi from many, many years, the course was taught primarily with the assumption that Ford School students were American and interested in working for the federal government of the United States. So if you look at the case material, lecture material, readings, almost all of the focus would be on institutions like the United States Office of Management and Budget, Department of Defense, and the like. Obviously, the school has diversified in many, many respects. And so we decided last year to offer three distinct offerings, but at the same time. I offer one. I'll be talking a bit about that. Megan Tompkins-Stang, who could not be here today. She has a sick baby at home. Very much wanted to be here. I'll be speaking a bit about her course, and Jamie Gillies, who's currently in taking care of his young child in Fredericton, New Brunswick, but will be in residence in the winter. We will all be teaching some version of this same course. So some of the conceptual material will be similar. Jamie and I are political scientists. Megan is a sociologist, so there's some difference there. But this is also a course that's designed to sort of push across disciplinary boundaries. So we look at institutional constraints and limitations and weigh that against economics and other disciplinary perspectives that you might be introduced to through other aspects of the core. In Jamie's offering, he focuses very much on comparing governmental experience outside the United States. So for students who want an international or a non-US perspective on public management, and basically when we say public management, we're talking about public and nonprofit institutions that deal with the governmental process. We know historically that relatively few MPPs run for elected office. That may be changing, but most will either work in or work for or work around governmental agencies and or nonprofits over the course of their career. So Jamie takes the lens looking very much at outside the United States. He is a Canadian citizen, so there's a Canadian perspective, but also Europe and Japan. I focus very much on the U.S., and there's a large module that looks at federal government institutions, but also heavily state, local, and intergovernmental, with a very strong emphasis on the issues of performance. Megan's forte is nonprofit management, the entire nonprofit sector. About 80% of her content is U.S., 20% non-U.S., but is very open to bringing in non-U.S. case material and perspectives. We all kind of slosh across each other's boundaries, and because we offer courses at exactly the same time, we really encourage students during the first week or two before a drop-out to come and go and to try out different classes with the possibility that we might actually convene plenary sessions from time to time of two or more of the different units. So we'll follow pretty much the script as last year. All three of us will be teaching at the same time. But those are the big, big points of differentiation. Do I have a moment to talk about my other course, Trey, or am I over time? Okay. Trey's already waving nasty signs at me. The other course that was mentioned is the Politics of Environmental Regulation. This is a course that I cross-list with the School of Natural Resources and the School of Public Health. I teach it every other year. It is designed as a course that presumes some competency, particularly through a core course in political science. It doesn't have to be American politics. The course, the case material is largely focused on U.S., both federal and subfederal. We do some comparative work, and two themes that will be brought out, it always changes, but we'll have a major module on climate change. The other area will be looking at the question of fracking for natural gas and all that that entails in terms of regulation, taxation, information disclosure. It is the whole kit package of possible policies. Those are not the only issues we'll be talking about, but those are at least, it's a little bit of a sampler for that course. Thank you.